She jumped up, thoughts brightening. Maybe it was Oliver, coming back to the room to make sure he hadn't left anything. Anya darted outside and nearly bumped into a long-nosed man with a hotel security badge on his dark blue suit coat.
Oh, sorry, I...
You're the one who...
Called the front desk? Yes, I...
Reported trouble with one of our guests. A Mr. Oliver Vineland from the United States.
Oliver Vineland, yes. My cameraman. He's gone missing. I found a spot of blood. It's at the foot of the bed.
Anya stood there only a moment more, looking between the open hotel room door and the security man, and then she stepped around him and to the elevator and thumbed the up button.
Creed, Anya Creed, room 914. I'll be right back. I have to get my cell phone. Maybe he left a message?
Anya slipped into the elevator, pressed the button for the 9th floor, and shifted back and forth on the balls of her feet. The airport? Maybe she should call American just to make sure that he hadn't caught the red-eye flight to LaGuardia. One final time, she told herself that all this worry was for nothing and that she was wasting the hotel security man's time and soon the police's time. She prayed she was wasting everyone's time and that Oliver was all right. But he wasn't all right, she confirmed when the elevator doors opened onto her floor and she stepped out. Someone was ransacking her room. Anya reached for the sword of Joan of Arc now, touching the pommel where it resided in the otherwhere. But she stopped short of drawing the sword. She had to assess the situation first. She sprinted down the hall to the doorway of her room. Inside were three dark-skinned, dark-clad men. The tallest one looked up from where he was standing on her shattered laptop.
That's the woman! That's the one who was with the photographer! Kill her!
Anya drew the sword as the barrel-chested man closest to her fumbled at his back for a gun. Anya struck him hard in the side of the head with the flat of the blade. Dazed, he shook his head but continued to go for the gun. Anya jabbed the heel of one hand into his throat. Anya turned her attention to the other two men. One, the smallest, had dropped a pair of her shoes and gaped at her when she'd entered. The tallest, the one who had stomped on her laptop, was near the desk.
Kill her! Kill her!
Are those the only words you know?
The barrel-chested man finally caught his breath, bolted upright, and grabbed her arm.
She's got a sword!
The tall one pulled a gun from his waistband.
I think we can all see that, Suka!
What should I do, Sute?
Surrender, all of you!
Kill her, I said!
Zuka, the barrel-chested man, pulled her toward him. Using his momentum, she slammed herself against him, pinning him to the wall. Her shirt ripped right off, still clutched in his thick fingers. Anya drove her heel down on his instep and jabbed her right elbow into his gut. Then she slung him around just as the tall man fired. The bullet struck Zuka. Anya jumped back, bumping into the doorframe. The second shot grazed Anya's shoulder. Ignoring the pain, she brought the sword around until it was aimed at the tall man's heart. His gun jammed. He threw it at her. She sidestepped it easily.
Thrice, damn you!
Anya adjusted the grip on her sword.
You will join Zuka, Anya Krieg. Join him in hell, as my master commands!
In a flash, the man reached behind his back again, retrieving a second gun. Anya hit the barrel with her sword and knocked the gun away.
A pit for you, Anya Krieg!
Why? What did I do to you? And who was your master?
The tall man backed away and drew a dagger. The wiry one had a gun too, but it wasn't aimed at her. He was looking beyond Anya and to the doorway behind her, his hands shaking.
Sute, there are people in the hall.
I hear sirens.
Blouse got a gun, and the Sheena's got a sword.
Get out of here, they have guns!
The frightened, wiry man finally pointed his gun at Anya. Anya spun like a top and darted close to the man called Sute, plunging her sword into his stomach. His eyes bulged as the dagger slipped from his hand, and he toppled over, dead.